Now, back here in the United States, the agency in charge of regulating Wall Street, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is expanding an investigation. It's an investigation into whether investors have illegally been driving down stock prices. Big hedge funds and other major traders may soon be ordered to turn over trading records. New York's Attorney General has also launched a probe, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says his wide-ranging investigation will focus on short selling, making a bet that the price of a stock will fall. It works like this. If an investor believes the price of a stock is going down, he borrows that stock from a broker and then sells it. When the stock price falls, he buys it back and returns the borrowed shares. He makes money if he sold it at, say, $10 a share, but paid only $7 to buy it back. That practice is legal, but it's not, says Cuomo, when combined with the deliberate spreading of false information.
You look at companies like Goldman Sachs, like Morgan Stanley, Lehman Brothers, those precipitous drops, we have complaints here that there were conspiracies of people who acted together, passed false information to drive down the price of the stock so they could profit.
And where are the complaints coming from?
It's fair to say that people who are involved in the transactions in the institutions have information that they believe suggests illegal short selling. And my point is very simple. This is a crisis for the country's economic situation, and we're not going to allow it to be exacerbated by illegal short selling.
Cuomo says he's operating under the state's Martin Act, which provides both civil and criminal jurisdiction. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.